super strong, supernatural, and super bad. His punch can topple a skyscraper. His kick can split the earth in two. More destructive than an earthquake, mightier than a tidal wave. A one-man disaster area.
42nd Street Pete.
Shot full of lead and he still ain't dead. Jump back, Jack, for your skull is cracked.
42nd Street Pete.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who loves midgets. He loves them face down and ass up, 42nd Street Pete.
Hey, we're back.
That's I can't believe we just start the show and we've already got a phone call. I mean, that's the thing. Superfan Rob. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I teased you. You thought I was really that girl, didn't you?
No. You had a much deeper voice than the small person from last week.
I just thought I'd come in and say that. I just want to say what's up. Nothing much. I always like to call into this radio show because it's like my favorite.
Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Hopefully that angry dwarf won't call in tonight and she wants round two. I mean, what the hell?
I'm ready too.
You know?
The largest...
It's like I saw a movie about her, the long and the short and the tall.
Okay. Honestly, the most downloaded 42nd Street Pete episode yet. Ever in the history of this show, that was the most downloaded Grindhouse episode yet. I mean, it was pretty phenomenal. I think word of mouth got out there, and people said, "Hold on, you got to hear this. A juggalo midget has attacked 42nd Street Pete." So even though they wanted to call and raise hell, they did Pete a wonderful favor, and the show is popular with short people everywhere.
Yeah, right. The fucking jury's still out on that whether she did me a favor or not. You know,
there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100% there. As a matter of fact, let me take a bong hit to that.
I think Pete's going to be on the cover of Midgets Monthly next month.
Yeah.
Jeez. With Mini-Me.
Yeah. With Wing Wing. He'll be hanging out in a kung fu pose.
Who the fuck is Wing Wing?
He's the star of For Your Height Only. Such a fantastic movie.
Oh, how about that guy with Fantasy Island? The plane!
Hervé Villechaize, yes.
Yeah. There's another thing, you never see this movie anymore, A Knee-High Private Eye?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the old, cartoon?
It was on the Comedy Channel.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty cool. And of course, we can't ever discount our buddy from Bloodsucking Freaks. I mean, come on.
Oh, Luis de Jesus.
That's right.
Who's co-star? Vanessa Del Rio will be at Cinema Wasteland in October.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be something.
Yeah, and Ginger Lynn, Mike Henlotter.
Well, Vanessa's been in contact. It looks like she's going to be there all 3 days now.
Wow.
Yeah.
All 3 days now? Good.
Yeah, she may be even coming in Thursday night. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's some awesome stuff right there.
Yeah, Hen and Lauder. I mean, what more could you want? Gunnar Hansen, William Forsythe,
Kyra. The guy who did the special effects for Spookies, the Farting Dead, he was part of that.
Yeah. I think John Russo and George Cassana, I think they're coming back. And, of course, Kyra, you know.
That's Kyra cool.
So.
And don't forget your Juggalo Midget's coming to meet you.
Fuck you! I want to see if you show up.
Pete, I'll be your bodyguard. Don't worry, I'll be fine.
I know. No, but Todd should show up. He hasn't been there for how many friggin' shows now?
Two.
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 It's been more than that.
It's only been two.
You sure.
Yeah, I've only missed two.
You're flying in, Todd?
I think I'm gonna try to fly. If I can't afford that, I think Tim's gonna go with me. We're gonna drive up there. Griff's wife said he could go with us, so. I don't know. We're going to have to try
she's letting him out?
Well, yeah, she said that she's been telling him to go the whole time. So,
Yeah, it'll be a fun time. It'll be a blast.
It's nice to have a wife that, like, lets you do what you want to do, you know?
Those are rarities these days. The wife does what she wants, but she won't let the husband do anything.
Yeah, usually it's check your testicles at the door, you know?
Ha!
It's not a fun thing.
Oh, hell no.
No.
Uh-oh, we got a call coming in here.
Uh-oh.
I don't see nothing.
You are live right here on the air with 42nd Street Pete and Superfan Rob.
What do you mean, Superfan Rob?
Superfan Rob is right here. Listen to that, everybody. Ken Kish is here.
Hey, what's up, Ken? Nothing. I'm listening to you guys dying on the air. Who's listening to this show tonight?
I don't know. The midget hasn't called in yet, dude. And, gee, I haven't seen you in about, like, shit, 20 minutes, you know?
Damn near half an hour.
Yeah. Fuck.
I wasn't even going to call. Everybody's standing here. You know, we're still having a lot more fun than you guys are tonight. And
thanks.
I was like, wow, man, are they butchering a Wasteland promo or what? Maybe I better get on the air.
See?
So,
you're going to do it right, man.
Well, you need
I don't need to now. You guys did a lame one, and now I brought it up again without even, you know, having to talk much about it. See, that's like two promos in a row without even thinking about it.
How is it? I got to ask you, how is it living right down the street from Pete?
It's probably a good thing because I have yet to actually drive to his house. I usually walk over. So it's been beneficial to me. Tonight he walked over my house. So, you know, it's like 10, you know, 15 feet one now in that, get your ass off the couch and take a little walk.
Man, you should have walked on over to Pete's and got on the show live, man.
He is on the show live. He's on the street.
Yeah, but you got the talk. Yeah,
I was going to say what?
You're via telephone.
You're delaying me.
Damn.
You're via telephone. You should have walked right over. He's got the studio right there. You know how it goes.
I only got one pair of fucking headphones at work.
Yeah.
We're not talking like this is a high-tech fucking operation, you know?
Last time he was there, he drilled like 9 holes in the wall and missed the stud. You know where it was? Between hole 7 and 8.
All right. Like you said, it's my house. I can abuse it.
Yeah. Well...
Oh, let's hope
I won't
that,
bring up circus peanuts if you don't.
Wow.
It's no big secret. I happen to like circus peanuts. Not the fucking orange ones. The ones that are different colors, like the pink and the yellow and the white. Because they do taste different. And
circus peanuts?
Yeah, those marshmallow fucking things.
Yeah, and okay. You only eat if they're really old.
No,
got in a dish and they're all hard, and when
you
pick
them
up,
they
come up in one big fucking clump.
I'm taking a fucking bomb. I'm being abused on my own show.
What's new?
If you want better French, maybe you start paying them.
Now.
Oh, that's mean. Sorry.
That was a blow the belt move.
No.
Makes me want to open it.
I fed you.
I know.
See?
Mini burgers. if Barb's listening, happy birthday to Barb out there with their mini burgers.
We're a little late, but we had mini burgers and macaroni salad today.
It was good.
Don't ask why. That was good. But it was good for a hell of a lot of people, too, I might add.
And the pie was good, too.
Yeah.
I cannot believe he's drilled 9 holes in the wall and couldn't hit the stud.
Huh?
Put hair around it.
There's a better days past him joke right there too, but I don't.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. Drilled 9 holes and couldn't. Never mind.
No.
Maybe he goes to go from 10 mil to 50 mil. We're not. Never mind, buddy.
It'll be all right.
It's okay. The shelves are up and they're still holding. They haven't fell down yet, so that's the important part.
That's good.
Yeah, that is a good. You know, that's a good damn good thing. It was only a question of time. But I mean, eventually we quit making holes in the wall. And, you know, big deal.
I mean, I filled them all in already too, with some of them. I covered them with paint. Fuck it, you know what the hell.
That's it. There you
go. It don't matter. It don't matter. Nobody would know. Yeah. Nobody's gonna know but me.
Yeah, well, if we were both laughing at it, or I wouldn't have brought it up.
That's okay. The world can know that I'm technically inept, you know. I cut plywood with a fucking chainsaw, I admit it, you know.
Hey, I'm not here to dust your balls.
No, you can break my balls.
Fix a leak or two.
Fucking midget broke my balls good last week.
That's the truth. Dude, I was like, geez.
Yeah. Well, I'm like 3 midgets, or 4. So, yeah, I get to bust your balls 4 times as much as any one midget.
Well, they weren't like level with my nutsack like a fucking punching bag, you know? That's what it was.
Man, he got cussed. I don't think I've ever heard anyone cuss Pete that bad.
I got a couple good ones in.
Yeah, you did.
I ain't here.
Rob was trying to fight him. You should have heard Rob. He was just like, he was picking fights, trying to go crazy. He was like, I'll take you down. I was like, she's already down. What are you going to do?
I was like, lady, what is your point? What is your point? I'm a ninja. I said, you've said that a million times. What is your point, lady?
Well, I would say when she points, it's about 2'7". What's your point about 2'7"?
As
kind of the same as your baseball swing, I would say.
I don't know. You see, I really feel like I'm the victim in this whole thing because Todd's the one who's got the midget phobia. I don't.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, she shouldn't have got on if I knew. Like, you know.
Well, she originally went, you know, she went. She
I can
went
speak
in.
For both of us. We heart midgets.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
You need a bodyguard at Wasteland.
Oh, I grew up with a dwarf, and we went to amusement parks, and I'd let her stand on my foot so she hit the little thing that says you can be this high to ride a ride. And we both like roller coasters, so I have no little people phobias.
See, Todd does, and he also brought up the fact that William Shatner was banging a midget. So,
well, I mean, different strokes for bigger little
different
folks.
Yeah, he's gone where no man has gone before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Unless you go to the Bunny Ranch on Bridget the Midget Week. And many people have been there.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes twice.
I actually do Bridget the Midget, just, you know. For...
Bridget, she just seems like a fun little broad.
I know.
And I use the word little, because I know little people like to be called little people. Either that or you actually have to, you know, like, you can be... You can be a douchebag and be little people racist, but some of us know the difference between dwarves and midgets.
Or trolls.
And trolls, yeah.
Well, I do have to put it out there.
Hobbits, too.
In case
some
someone's
are real
listening,
and some are fake.
In case anyone wants to rebut this this midget smackdown, it's 310-928-7857. That's 310-928-7857 is the number right here for the studio. And you could talk to Pete and Ken and Superfan Rob.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to you, though.
Or Todd. Todd's the midget phobia guy. I'm the pro little people guy speaking tonight.
Yeah.
Where was I last week?
I don't know. You should have been here.
I know.
You were at that.
You know my motto, don't you? Oh, we don't love no one. Oh, never mind. Those were flying monkeys.
Oh, yeah, flying monkeys.
That's awesome.
I'm prejudiced against flying monkeys, but...
You were at a convention with a bunch of them last week, so...
Oh, man, I ain't going there.
I know.
I got a good following in that part of the country. Flying monkeys. Hey, no way. You know, in that part of the country, I look both slim and handsome.
Man, the monkey thing.
So, ladies, I'll be back again soon.
You know, you might be scared of flying monkeys, but I'm scared of CGI monkeys after seeing the trailer for that new Planet of the Apes.
That looked good. I happened to be bored in my hotel room one night, and it was like 110 out, so all I had was HBO. And I caught the making of, and, man, it was fascinating. They were all like real people with CGI monkeys over them, kind of like Avatar, except they were blue and not... weird. They were monkeys. So it kind of looks cool, to be honest with you.
I'm so tired of CGI. Why couldn't they just done a suit?
Well, they practically did. They put a CGI suit on real actors for all the the main monkeys are real people. Even they're using their own facial expressions and everything, and then kind of like they did the... you know, in Lord of the Rings with Gollum, it was a guy and his expressions,
right.
Like they did in Avatar. That's what they're doing
this
now.
Doesn't look
and
real
like,
to me. I'm like, put Cornelius
dude,
in there.
It looks pretty cool to me, too. Gotta agree. And you know what? I know you're a sci-fi geek, and I'm a horror geek, but sometimes you gotta come together on cool shit.
What are you
and
talking about?
The original
what are you,
Planet of the Apes.
<You're>, You know I'm a horror. I'm as much a horror geek as you are. You know that.
Well, sci-fi, I know that. I'm not judging. You know, I'm just saying that I know. Like, you know,
but
I
the
know you're
damn
CGI's
got to go.
Me,
I want Roddy McDowell back.
He's dead.
You're a bigger sci-fi geek than I am, but I thought it kind of looked cool.
Thanks for reminding me, Pete. Thanks.
What?
For what?
He said Roddy McDowell's dead. I was like, no, really? I just want him back. Jeez.
You go down to Louisiana and get yourself a monkey's paw. That could become a reality, except I don't want to suffer the consequences of wishing Roddy McDowell back.
That's scary.
Yeah, what if he brings his great friend Anthony Perkins?
Oh, yeah.
Or... I don't know. I can't remember. If I can remember gay guys from Hollywood of that age, I'd name more than one.
Rock Hudson.
Yeah. Well, no, he was older. Well, let's use him. I'm sorry. I was going for a gay joke, but
it didn't work, man. What happened?
I know. Sometimes you fall flat on your ass.
Which could be the theme of our show tonight.
Falling flat. Falling down. What
we'll call it. Well, you know, it is when your gear, even like last week, it took a weird U-turn, but you had to go with it because she was just so insane. But like,
I know
I had specifics for this week and they all fell through at the last minute. So what am I supposed to do? Not do something? So here. Anybody seen any good movies lately?
I did.
Yeah, what?
What?
Cowboys and Aliens.
Okay, how was that?
Damn. Yeah. Well, it wasn't quite as extraordinary as the belts there, Pete, but it was pretty good. I really enjoyed it. I thought, you know, people complain about this and that, and I know it's based on a comic, but it still was a pretty good time, I thought. I thought it was a really good time.
It's getting middle-of-the-road reviews.
Hey, we've got another caller, everybody. You're here live with 42nd Street Pete, and you've also got Ken and Superfan Rob. Go ahead.
Hello. Hey, Pete. It's Cool. How's it going, man?
Hey, Cool. What's up?
I'm surviving. Congratulations on your move to the state of Ohio, man.
Oh, thank you.
I hope it was smooth and pleasant. I know you went through a lot of rough stuff over the last year, and I hope it's a new chapter of, from what you've announced, man, creative stuff, and I'm glad you guys are still doing the show, and I have a chance to call you while I'm still in the States.
Yeah, I just gave Ken your movie this afternoon.
Muchas gracias, amigo. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
I received it.
Yes.
Prepare to be underwhelmed, man.
I'm always underwhelmed. So sometimes I like them. I watched a pretty good one this afternoon, actually.
What was that?
I don't usually like to plug them. So, but it was called Morning Wood. M-O-U-R, Morning Wood. It was a zombie comedy by a couple of college guys. It made me laugh, and I hardly even fast-forwarded through it. So that's a good sign. It was 80 minutes, and I watched like 62 minutes of it. So that's pretty damn good.
I saw the remake of Mother's Day.
If you get the same rating, that's an A-plus rating on the Wasteland review scale.
Superfan Rob, Mother's Day, you said you were going to watch it. You said you did?
I saw it, and I was impressed. It was really good. It blew me away. It won me over, the remake of Mother's Day. I mean, it blew me over.
I do like the director.
Yeah, and Rebecca Dormade plays in the Wicked Mother. I mean, it's brutal. It's nasty, and it's brutal. That's what I like about it.
Wow.
Who directed it?
Darren Lynn Bousman.
Yeah, Darren Lynn Bowser. We've got another caller here. You're here with 42nd Street Pete, Superfan Rob, Ken, and heck, we've got the whole world here. Cool Ghoul's here, too. Who are we talking to?
Hi, good evening. I'm Francis. I'm from Canada, actually. I've been a fan of 42nd Street Pete for maybe a couple of weeks. I wish I had found him earlier.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You always download the previous madness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. That's the thing. I'm just sad I didn't catch it earlier, really, because I feel like I missed out on a lot of good shit, you know. But yeah, you got fans across the border, too, man. I mean, it's not too bad.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people up there, Digger Films and Vagrancy Films. There's a bunch of cool people in Canada.
That is awesome.
On top, On top of that, I'm in the French-speaking part of Canada, so it's a whole new league of assholes, too, at the same time.
We know all about that. We got them here. Shit.
That is sweet, man. I love this, man. We got our first Canadian caller to the Grindhouse. You gotta celebrate. Canadian.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Cool Google.
And a French-Canadian guy who speaks good English. They usually have a thick accent. You really got to listen. I'm not making fun. I just have friends up in Quebec, and it's like, damn, dude, talk slower.
Man, so what's so you just discovered the show in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And only up to now, I got the balls to actually call. I get nervous when I usually like that.
People gabble. We accept you as one of us.
That is sweet.
Booga booga.
Well, man, welcome to the Grindhouse.
I don't know why. I'm kind of sure that midget last time was taking the piss. Really, it has.
That wasn't a setup. We don't know what the fuck that was, to be honest with you. That just came out of left field.
It was a cavalcade of entertainment.
Really, like she was baiting as much as possible.
Yeah.
Did you hear it last week, Google?
Yeah, I actually got to listen to it through the podcast, and it was. I listened to it three times, man. It blew my mind, man.
Yeah. I was like, man, I had something completely different planned. Then she called in, and then, okay, we thought we got rid of her after the break. Then she comes back even worse. And I'm like, holy
shit. She could be
the
midget female Freddie Blassie, man. I don't know. I think she's got promo skills, man. So I'll give her
I don't know. I was like, okay, I'm waiting to get, like, Griff said, don't accept any 3-foot packages in the mail anymore, you know?
Could be midget Holocaust.
Yeah.
I'd pay to see that.
I don't know. That was kind of special. Yeah. But then I got to the point where I had a specific theme in mind. Like talked about Dragon City, which was, you know, on my itinerary, and I had something the fuck else. And after I got done with that, I'm like, I have no clue what I'm doing anymore. That just completely derailed my ass.
Oh, man. But it's one of the classics, definitely. It should be highlighted in, like, bright orange neon must-listen.
Yeah, Midget Holocaust.
Yeah.
That is funny. That is funny. Pete, we're going to take a break real quick. Everyone going to stick with us?
Yeah. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday night. I'm going to get bored and drift off.
You're going to get bored and drift off?
Yeah, you never know.
We'll be right
back. Hey, Ken, did you get my videotape?
But I got to take the two to tango and shit and I All personnel, you got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And we're back right here. 42nd Street Pete's in the house.
We got a ton of people. Ken just burped, and Cool Ghouls on the end, and Superfan Rob still here, and
you guys missed a great conversation. Where were you during the break?
We always have great conversations during breaks. 310-928-7857, everybody.
We rehashed this because we were talking about how the WWE films seem to, you know, they harken back to the drive-in stuff, you know, with the basic action and, you know, stuff, things like that. That's what we're talking about. So,
man. Yeah, and it may not be great, but it certainly carries on, you know, the tradition in a small way. And
it beats Hulk Hogan the nanny.
Oh God! Wasn't David fucking Johansson in that? I mean, nothing sadder than seeing like the New York Dolls fucking, well, the surviving New York Dolls fucking doing shit with.
Actually, any time you see him is, you know, New York Dolls, Dexter Poindexter, or in a movie, gotta sit there and say, "Well, dude, you're at least you're paying the bills." I'm kind of happy for David Johansen. Actually.
We got a call here, everybody. Welcome to the show. Who are we talking to?
My name is Mary.
Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah,
hi. Hey, I have a problem with you people. I have midget kids.
Midget kids?
Okay. Yes. I have two kids, and one of them is a midget, and I don't appreciate the way you and your station talk about midget people because, you know.
Station? Well, hold on a minute. What? The station doesn't talk bad about midget people. What are you talking
yes,
about?
Yes, you do. I've heard that one show before. What? Hello?
I don't do this little people.
Yeah, that was just one show. That was not like the last year or two years of this show.
No, they were talking about
you understand
little
the context?
People and tracheotomies and things like that.
Ma'am,
and I don't appreciate
that. I respect that your child...
I don't get high. I'm a mother. I'm in PTA.
Right, right. Well, fuck the PTA, but I respect you otherwise. Anyway, listen, you know, why don't you go back and listen to more of the shows? You would understand that there's this, what's
because
been going on.
Because every time
I
tune into this station, all you're talking about is fucking midgets, okay?
Really? Because if you were tuning into the
hold on, I thought
station,
you were part of the PTA.
You would know that there were other fucking programs that have nothing to fucking do, and they never even bring up fucking midgets.
Fuck.
So either you're a fucking crank call, and you should shut the fuck up and let us get back to our Saturday night fucking fun that is homeless, or maybe you should go listen to the fucking show and then come back with some legitimate fucking complaints, because that was a one-off fucking show.
I know what
show.
I'm talking about, and you
no, you don't. You're a
language.
Fucking American. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We're tired of the ignorant motherfuckers in this country.
I'm
going to
sue you for discrimination against
for
little
what?
People.
You can't, because there's no discrimination, and this is a crank
there is
call.
All kinds of discrimination. You guys are
okay,
talking
go
about...
Go back
the
under your bridge with your imaginary
and
midget
and
child and go
I
fuck
don't
yourself.
Understand why you guys just have a problem with people who can't help themselves.
She's a fucking crank, man. Let's get back to the okay?
Yeah. people who can't help themselves would be making fun of retards. We do that, too.
How do you get midget kids?
Well, you should be a... What?
How do you get midget kids,
That's none of your
business. I'm the guy who's defending little people.
What are you...
Husband, I'd still rather make fun of a retard.
Is your husband tattoo? Is he Hervé Villechaize? What's your husband's
Excuse
name?
Excuse me?
Is your husband Tattoo from Fantasy Island?
It's so funny. You can just make more jokes, but, you know, I'm recording this, and I'm going to sue you.
Oh, the pain!
I'm gonna sue you,
God,
the American Mantra. Go fuck yourself. Oh wait, wait!
Why
you did that, and then
you
had a child that
I'm
you an imaginary
to make a
child that
points here, and you guys
and
are talking
growth.
To me like I'm crap, and I don't appreciate it. I'm just
yeah,
trying to
if,
tell
if
you.
Yeah, if your son is
a
genuine midget, let me remind
you
of something that you are a fucking metal midget. You're a metal midget. That's what we have a problem with. We have no problem with little people.
Little
you have no problem with little people.
Like
we have problems with you. You're a fucking
you're
a mental midget. You fucking pencil neck geek. Get off the fucking phone. Let us talk about the fucking movie.
He called her pencil
our
neck.
Fucking territory.
Hey, I love trolls.
You just suck. You suck.
Man,
might
I advise
you
to take the seventh circle of hell and let us piss on your fucking head.
Now he's into midget water sports. Midget water sports.
Why you're talking to people who call into your show?
Well,
here's
the thing. It's not my show, and you're not people. So what's the problem?
I am a person. I have a
no, no. Your imaginary midget son is a person. You're not a person. You're a dumb fucking cunt. You're the problem with this fucking country.
Oh yeah. So
go get licked yourself elsewhere. But you're a crank.
No.
You're a crank.
No.
Go fuck yourself.
No.
On behalf of the United States of America, I pledge allegiance to
you.
Go fuck yourself.
With people talking to me like that.
Wow.
Well, if you don't like it, hang the fuck up.
You know what? I can't
you're
believe we talked about
it. I can't hang
baby.
Up now.
Hold on. It's getting crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Hang on a second. I gotta interject. We did have another first here that everyone missed out on. We did just get a reference to midget water sports on the show.
Awesome. What?
Reference to midget water sports? What's
yeah,
that?
He said he was going
to
pee on her. I mean, come on, hold on. This is midget water sports. Come on.
I'm not a midget, though.
Oh, okay.
My child,
no, she's a
you?
Mental midget. She's a mental midget.
Oh, so it's a mental midget.
I'm not a mental midget. Now you're calling me stupid?
Yeah, well, I don't have to call you that. You're average.
Oh,
you're
wait
everyone
a minute. That's only one word.
To make a point about you're a midget. So, yeah, that's stupid. Bit. You're the stupid one.
Ooh, I think it's a conspiracy. I think it's a conspiracy.
I'm thinking one stupid bitch.
So this is where I get in. When I call in, I get treated like crap just because I'm telling you that I don't like the way you guys
talk
about
midgets. What the fuck you're talking about, bitch?
There's a thousand subjects. You're going to call me a bitch.
Well,
you
if you actually listen to the show.
That.
That's
why.
That's why
people
you
like you have
to the
shows
show,
like
you would realize.
They don't even know how to...
Okay, let me interject something here. This is basically a show about talking about movies and stuff like that. I don't know what precipitated that other phone call last week, and I'm sure that's what precipitated your phone call, but, you know.
My phone call is because every time I tune into the station, you guys are talking about midgets.
You don't tune into the fucking station.
You don't tune into it. I have rest.
Why don't you ever talk about black people?
Because we like them.
Are you
black?
This is a crank, man.
We've had back
black.
Black?
How about if we only talk about black midgets and call it a day?
Pete is respectful of everybody, I'm telling you.
Let me tell you about black chicks. Black chicks.
We're not racist on this show. We're bigots. Look it up. There's a giant difference.
Yeah.
All right, guys. For the sake of neutrality, make fun of a French-Canadian of some kind. You know, just...
Tabernacle, man.
Hey, I'm a fucking Pollock. You don't think I know the jokes?
There
we go. Want me to tell him to
that's
the,
all I'm trying to say. I mean, what if a midget was listening to your show? They would feel
well,
bad.
You know what?
Them.
I'm the guy
like,
who's still sticking
just
up for little
one
people.
Little Bridget the midget runs around and does, like, porns and stuff like that doesn't mean that they all do, you know?
We never
and
said that. I'm
wait a minute. I'm the guy who would actually smack these bastards for talking dirt about a midget if I knew they were really as serious, because I have friends that are such, and it don't fly with me. But we're an equal opportunity.
Have you been drinking, sir?
Huh?
When isn't he drinking? What are you talking about? I can tell you're not a long-time
listener. I'm defending sir. Little people on the show.
Why are we even entertaining this fucking cunt? Why?
Wait a minute.
Call me
cunt. She is not cross that line into that territory.
I'm trying to be nice, and you're calling me
I will cross
me.
That line into the territory.
Well,
now I'm defending you.
You need to take a Xanax or something and listen to my words.
Do you have any?
I'd be happy to take a Xanax for any reason.
I'm
going to
bow out of they're going
to
all make
need,
fun of me
you need
next.
To listen to Pete's show. First off, do you understand
do
the context of why they keep bringing up midgets?
They don't bring it up every show, and it's only been brought up maybe 6 times. I know because I listen
Why
to the fucking show.
Why is it that every
show.
Time that I listen?
The podcast
that
is there for you, Bruce. And if you don't like it, if you don't want to listen to the hardcore facts, ma'am, kindly fuck yourself. Hey, I'll be playing
the station. It's a free
who are you anyway?
Country.
Who are you anyway?
You are respect
tell me who you are.
It, but if you're going to behave
country.
Like a
he's the cool ghoul.
Are you something to where you
can't be
talking to
people about
fuck themselves
Bush,
all the time or what?
Big Brother right. forever.
Oh, that was
anyway.
Real lovely. That was lovely.
Okay, well then you've had your say.
No,
goodbye.
I haven't. I'm not hanging up. I'm not hanging up. If I hang up, you win, and you're an asshole, and you can't win. I'm sorry.
Well, I've always been an
so
asshole.
Well,
we're
rolling
out for
and I'm
going to
be a cunt on
but
the
congratulations,
phone.
Congratulations, ma'am,
you
on being a loser of a one-woman race.
What is your point, lady? Lady, what's your
I'm
point?
I'm talking about fucking midgets. I have a midget.
We have no problem with
midgets
because you actually understood the context of everything that has gone on in the history of this show. It is a fucking rip. On a simple little bit of queasiness that Todd has gone through. We should not have to explain this to you because you claim to listen to the show and all we do is talk
every
about
time
midgets.
I
but nobody
tune
fucking
into
does.
Any show on Jackalope
and it fucking
on a Saturday
riff on
night.
One,
all you
one
guys do
little
is talk
character
about
trait
fighting,
that someone has. Other than that, no.
Well,
you know what? Okay. You're so down with the little people. You're so down with the little people. Name me one fucking little person. Name me one little person who's famous and worth respect, and there are many, but I want to see if you can name me one, Miss Crank. Fucking prove it. You got 5 seconds.
Why do you keep
five,
calling me Miss Crank?
4, 3, 2, 1.
Tattoo.
You have, you're off. You can't
I
even
won.
Name Billy Barty, Phil Fancaro,
hey,
Michael
hey, cool,
Rappaport.
Cool. I'm standing up for the little people. Oh, man, you were supposed to ask me to name one. I'm just listening.
Sorry,
yeah,
Ken.
Name
I'm
one.
Getting wrapped up in
I didn't name
movie.
All your Angelo
know.
Rosso.
I don't
you didn't
know
name
all the
so
little famous
another.
Little people. Now, actually, the only really famous one that I know name-wise is Bridget the Midget, because that's the only one you ever hear about, because she's nasty.
Really?
No,
really? I guess
bullshit.
Billy fucking Barty didn't
Angela
mean
Angela
shit.
Rosito, Billy Barty, Billy Curtis, there's a ton of them out there. I mean, I can offer you gainful employment as mud flaps for my truck, if you wish.
One of our finest actors that does not get enough work in the fucking industry is a little person named Phil Fondacaro.
Oh, Phil's great. I met Phil. Yeah, I met Phil.
Phil is a fucking
a
awesome
guy.
Human being. And I have the utmost respect for him as a human being, period. He doesn't register to me as a little person beyond having to remind people, oh, he's the little guy from this movie. He's a great fucking actor. He's done a lot of genre work. But the thing is, if this lady's legit and actually genuinely listened to the show, she would understand the context of where the joke's
well,
coming
yeah,
from.
Well, yeah, that's the point I'm making. The point I'm making is we're not disrespecting little people on the show. We just happen to get into some bizarre tangents that go off in a direction that's uncontrollable by everybody, but enjoyable by all.
I think
all.
She hung up.
Anyone remember Kenny Baker?
She hung up.
Yeah.
Her jig was up.
Wow.
Again.
Talking about a buzz killer, man.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Shit. I apologize. I think I contributed to that.
I don't know what it is. It's the second week in a row. I mean, okay, the first time it was funny. Now it's like getting to be like stupid.
Yeah, you know? It usually takes me like 3 or 4 whole minutes to use the word cunt.
My favorite thing
is... So I applaud you there.
My favorite part was when she asked Ken, have you been drinking? And I'm like, when hasn't Ken been drinking?
What do you mean have I not been drinking? Since what? Yeah, probably since 4 or 5. Yeah. Hey, it was afternoon today, bitch. What are you, happy?
Well, and that's the other thing. Was. I was like, you couldn't have listened to the show much because every time Ken's ever been on, he's usually tied a few in and we get a hold of him after he's had like an afternoon's beverage. And it's always the best.
Congratulations. I'm 7 hours through the rest of that, the other half of that half gallon right now. But you know what? Drunk or not, still on the side of little people, motherfucker.
Pete, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'm just curious, okay, because I've been like watching porn from like the 80s at least, and find it really got bad since then, but... I saw Vanessa Del Rio recently, and what the hell happened to her tits, man?
They're ballooned.
They're big. Come down the waist, then. I'm sure she's going to pop them out like she did.
Yeah, she did. She did.
We did a show in New York at the end of the show.
She did some roids and some bodybuilding for a while, and they were big to begin with. And,
oh,
and
yeah.
The motherfuckers are homegrown, baby. So
you're not implanted.
She'll show them to you, maybe.
Unfortunately, I have to renew my passport first, but maybe next year I'll drop by.
Man, oh, yes. That'd be great.
You pay the money, renew your passport, we'll let you in for free.
Wow.
Sweet.
That's a deal.
Just once. Then we hook you, and you got to pay for it after that. We're just offsetting that passport fee once.
On the subject of porn, Pete, can I get your opinion on something, man?
Sure.
I'm of the belief that the 90s were the lowest point of the American fuck film. And I think, like, when we were talking during break, there were a few of us talking about the Dark Brothers, who I think were awesome. Gregory Dark is
right.
An unsung hero on a tour, regardless of what genre he works in. But, like, if it wasn't for the Dark Brothers, I don't think I'd be watching a lot of American fuck films in the 90s. In fact, that's what got me into Japanese porn. But what's your take on the 90s, especially since you worked, you know, in retail and stuff, and you kind of know how things were going on the inside. What... Give us your take on porn in the 90s, man.
90s was basically when they started all that, this thing contains 5 scenes or 10 scenes and shit like that, where there was no plot, no wraparound, no nothing, which made me think, oh, we've gone full circle. We're back to loops, because all loops were basically scenes, you know?
Kind of like Gonzo.
Gonzo?
Well, I mean, there's no story, but they're just fucking. That's all there is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, going into territory that people weren't normally going into.
Japanese porn?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the States, like, the 90s was what? The start of Max Hardcore and all that? Going
yeah.
Into, like,
yeah.
Sometimes darker or just straight normal.
You can condense it down. It was never more than an hour, 45 minutes. It just condensed down into scenes. And the 90s went from trying to make a film to giving people what they want in the least amount of time. If I can step in.
There's no plot.
And I'm
there was no plot or story attempts anymore. It was just basically, here's what you get. And it was, you know, whatever volume, whatever through, whatever. And you got 15 or 20 minute vignettes.
Now, weren't they all shot on, like, consumer-grade video equipment, too, by that point, or no?
Well, I would say it was shot in higher-grade video equipment, and Pete will agree with me, but...
Yeah.
Ed Powers was the guy that brought
the question
home
was directed to Pete,
stuff,
but, yeah, I'm right behind him here 10 years. And,
yeah,
I watched that degenerate better than he did, yeah.
Yeah, but the other thing, too, with the 90s was all of a sudden 90s became comp city. Everything was 2, 4, and 6 hour comps. That was your biggest seller because everybody, you know, it got right to the meat of the thing. And like, you know, what a lot of guys with video stores say now is that, you know, they flip on the internet, 5 minutes, it's over, and bang, who's going to come in here and buy a DVD, you know?
That's right. You just hit it on the nail on the head. It all became scenes and comps, and that's what the 90s is to me. And I'm sure Pete.
Yeah, comp city.
I know nobody buys DVDs anymore. They all want to download it.
I still sell DVDs.
Yep, I still buy them.
So yeah, so do I. Of course, I buy video cassettes and betas still.
No. That's why he's called Super Fan Rob, right there.
That's right, man. I can appreciate it. It's history.
I'm hard-pressed to think of any of the starlets from the 90s that made any fucking impression. I remember, like, people were playing up fucking, like, Raquel Darian, right? And that was,
yeah.
she was like vanilla, man. What the fuck was memorable about
Well, the 90s, you know, I had a funny discussion with a guy who's been kind of, you know, let's just say he's as old as I am, you know, Pete. It's been around and gets into the S&M thing. He was talking about, like, porn queens. He says, there hasn't been any since the 80s. Because now everyone has to do everything to get any bit of attention. And it made perfect sense to me, you know? Anal used to be special. Now, if you don't do it, nobody bothers to notice you. You know, so
the problem is all the girls look bored now on porn.
Right. They're all Barbie doll looking, you know, they're
implants.
All implants.
Rhinoplastiatic.
And do anal. It's like, yep, and that's the problem. They'll never be, there are no longer, we're done. We don't have porn queens anymore.
Or porn kings died a long time ago.
I get mad when people say Jenna Jameson's a porn queen. I'm like, she fucked one dude who did lesbian scenes. That's not a porn queen. That's a well-advertised whore.
It's true.
You know, she's got her name everywhere. I mean, like, anybody who makes money on their name is essentially a hooker. They're making money on their name. Cherry's good. You rent Cherry. Brad Pitt movies are good. You watch Brad Pitt movie. They're all hookers. That's what they do, and they're good at it. But that's all she's got going for her. Lousy porn queen. I never gave a fuck about Tracy Lawrence till somebody told me I couldn't watch her movies.
I was a big fan of an actress called Lauren Wilde. Unfortunately, she died in the mid-80s of a car accident.
Yeah,
seeing her in a movie called Tomboy. Oh, fuck, was I in love with her? And then I find out she dies. Talk about a fucking bummer.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I hate when shit like that happens. Because, you know, Cinema Wasteland, we love our adult stars.
So, right.
But we like the ones that people, you know, who are over 40 like, too, you know? We're not old. We just used to have porn queens.
Back in the day,
for sure. Like Veronica Hart, all those people.
Oh, yeah. Just got a call from Stika. I'll tell you, we got Ginger Lynn and Vanessa Del Rio coming into the next Cinema Wasteland show, and it looks like more than likely Stika's coming in for next spring. So,
Georgina Spelman.
Oh, it's a good thing I gave her that Wasteland flyer. Good.
Yeah. She mentioned you, dude. Thanks for handing it to her.
No problem.
You represent it.
What's
yeah, that's all cool. We do a certain era over a certain kind of film. Cinema Wasteland's kind of like, you know, the 60s and 70s. People say they like to relive their youth. I do, too. Mine was just slightly on a more hippie side of shit. So.
Yeah, mine was more like on a hippie psychotic side of shit.
That's right. Mine was more on the same damn thing.
Crazy 80s, the Generation X, like Street Trash, Dark Brother, all that stuff.
Was all right, because me and Pete can actually, like, say that was the death of our child. We finally realized we were old when that shit ceased to make us feel young again.
Yeah.
I finally realized I was old in the 90s.
Well, you're never really old.
I'm a kid at heart.
When was the last time Georgina Spelvin was up at Wasteland?
She never was.
Never at Wasteland.
She's never been there?
Trying to get her here. She just said that she's had back injuries and didn't want to fly. So maybe if word gets out, since the more you know people we have, the word may get out, and she might make the trip. I think she'd do well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Traptastic exploitation films. So.
Yeah, she.
That woman's Jones.
We had her on the show a couple times. Once it was a Halloween show, and once when Jamie passed away. But I had mentioned it, but I just got a funny feeling she's just to the point where she really doesn't give a shit no more. You know.
I met her twice before she moved when she was in New York and. Steve from Shock Cinema Magazine had her at a couple of chillers. That's where I met her.
Yeah.
Got a boatload of shit signed, so I'm a happy fan. But anyway, when she moved, so, you know, now she's out in Arizona.
Oh, she's in California. She's married.
Yeah, California. So I don't think she wants to because she's got like a back injury thing going.
Do you know who Jordy Maxwell is?
Hold on a second. Did someone say they had to get going?
Yeah, me. I'm sorry.
No problem, buddy. Well, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for calling in.
I'll check in often, but right now, pressing matters I got to get to.
No problem,
man. Hey, dude.
Hey, great talking. Hey, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Always a fan, Pete. So.
Okay, cool.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Keep listening.
Awesome.
Oh, man. Poor guy, Midget Brigade is outside of South Bergen upside down. Crosses hay bales as we speak. I don't blame you, midget kid. Remember, I'm the guy on your side. Cinnaboy Sam loves midgets.
Damn, I gotta walk back to your house.
Google.com, that's right. It might own a farmhouse, but stack your hay bales high and soak them in kerosene. They burn longer.
Oh, man. That is funny.
I won't even bring up Todd right now.
Nah, don't bring me up. I'm nice.
Midget-hating bastards.
I'm not. This guy's a little scary.
No, I'm sorry. I was just... All right, I ain't saying nothing now. I like to fuck with everybody.
We did manage to salvage the show somehow.
We always do.
Well, it's mostly because I wasn't going to get anywhere near midget-hating.
It's funny.
So cool, cool. When you're going back to China?
September 13th. I gotta go back.
Oh yeah, sorry, dude. I was just making fun of you. I thought you were the other guy. You should have yelled, "You douche! You drunk fat fucking douche!"
I well, as a drunk fat fucking douche, that would be hypocritical.
Okay. Fat fuck douche. It's all good. It's all really good.
It's all relative. That's what it is.
You got about a minute, Pete.
Oh, we got about a minute?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't know what else to say. Another show that took a weird U-turn, but I think we got our point across, so we had some fun doing it. And so I don't know if I'm going to go live next week or not. This is getting fucking scary, so until I make that decision, stay sick.
Yeah, we can lay off midgets. I promise.
That's awesome. Good night, everybody.
Right house.
So grab yourself a seat on Saturday.
the booth.